Welcome to Divine Intervention from Dark to Light. I'm your host, Karen Young, and the purpose of my show is to gather experiences and give voice to the untold stories of the divine and find out how God intervened in your life and made a difference. And I have a question, guys. Have you ever had experience with a dream of wonder or warnings? Divine healing, felt intuition, touched by an angel, had a near-death experience, or had a vision that resulted into divine intervention? If so, I would love to hear from you guys at 1-888-627-6008. Yes. Well, I want to just say this is a divine show. This is a non-judgmental show. This is a place of healing. This is a healing space. And today's topic is divine healing. I just want to hear from you folks, you divine listeners, and I love you guys. I love you guys, divine listeners, my divine listeners. I just want to hear from you guys that if you had any kind of divine healing that took place in your life, that how God intervened in your life, healed your life from whatever. I don't know what the experience is for you. So I need you to call in to tell how God, the divine spirit showed up for you when you had your healing. This is going to be your experience. How he showed up when you got healed, and how did he heal you, and what was you healed from, and how did your, life change as a result of your heal? So that's what this is about. And this could be about a healing of, a physical healing of some type, or it could be a mental healing of some type. But I just want you guys to call the show and tell me how God showed up and what form did he show up in your healing. And we all get healed in different ways. So, I mean, just don't be shy. Just tell me what way God showed up. And the number is 1-888-627-6008. And I would love to hear from you guys. Your divine stories are important, because what your stories do is heal other people's stories. It heals people hearing your story, heal other people. So when you tell your story, it's a good thing. It's a great thing. It's healing others. It allows them to, you know, heal when they hear of it. So you can call me at any time. But anyway, I'm doing good. Today is a great day. It's a wonderful day. It's a divine day, and it's a divine day for healing. And like I said, even if you don't feel like you healed yet, or you're in a stage that, you know, God is healing you and you're just, you know, in that space where, you know, like, God, I don't know if I'm being healed, you know, or what's going on with me. The thing is, stay in that healing space, stay in prayer, and, stay in a place where you can be healed and be in that frame of mind, not in the sickness. It's not like you ignoring the sickness at all, guys. It's not like you ignoring any kind of sickness. It's just you're in that healing space where God can heal you. You're in that well-being space where God can heal you. So if you stay in that healing frequency, you will be healed. You know, you'll be more or less healed than you are, you know, sick. You're not concentrating on the sickness. You're not ignoring the sickness. Well, you know you're not ignoring it. We know it's there. You feel it, or it's mental, whatever it is. But you in that place where you're in a healing. You say, God, heal me. I'm in this healing space. So that's where you are. That's where you're going, divine listeners. That's where you're at. You're in that healing space. So that's what today's show is about, being healed in that healing space. And if you're still in that process, you're still feeling healed, or you feel still feeling like you're not healed, whatever way it is, but you are being healed. But the more you stay in that space, in that divine space, in that divine healing, you're going to be healed. You have to have that faith. You have to have that God faith, that Jesus faith. And we're no non-judgmental in here. So you can call me at 1-888-627-6008 and tell me your story. I would love to hear your story. Divine is everywhere, and it's always healing. It's always talking to us. It's always talking into our intuition, we always got to hear. We got to be available for it. We got to have this awareness that we're available for this space and for God. So you got to stay in that healing, stay in that space. I love you, divine listeners. I miss you, and I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to talk about really whatever you want to talk about, whether it's healing or anything else. But today's topic is on healing. You can call me about anything, whatever your heart is telling you to call me about. But we're talking about healing now. So that's where we are, guys. I love you. And I'm in that divine space of healing. And God is always healing my body. Matter of fact, before I go to bed, I always pray, Lord, could you please heal my body? Before I go to sleep, I say, heal my body, because I don't know what the toxins in it. So I said, Lord, would you just heal my body, heal my mind, heal my spirit, heal all this, because this is what we're into. So I just trust that at night when I say it and when I go to sleep, that I'm healed. And actually, I am, because when I get up, I'm healthy. You know, I feel healthy. I feel good. So that's kind of, I just tell y'all my routine, because I'm just a regular person. I just, you know, but I just pray a lot, and I just ask for healing. I ask for healing for my mental state. I'll be asking for God. I said, Lord, heal my thoughts. You know, I said, my thoughts are all over. Sometimes I wake up, my thoughts be all over. I'm like, what is wrong with my thoughts? They are all over the place. And I just say, Lord, heal my thoughts. Lord, heal my thoughts. They're everywhere. So it's a healing in such. It's a healing in thoughts. It's a healing in your body. But it starts with your mind, and it starts with you. I meditate. I pray. I stay in healing. And that's kind of, you know, where I'm at. So if you guys want to share your story, that's fine. But if you want to listen to me, that's fine too. I love you, divine listeners. I'm always tell you what's, you know, what's in my heart and what's on my heart each time that I am on the radio. So you guys, I love you. But that's where I'm at. And I'll tell you what I do in my rituals. I meditate every day. And before I go to bed, I ask for divine healing. But I meditate every day, and I ask for divine healing every day. And my ritual is I get up and I'm thankful. I'm grateful. I ask God, you know, I ask, what am I grateful for today? Then I look around. I say, it's my health. I woke up. I'm in a good mood. Sometimes I'm not, but, you know, majority of it I am. But I wake up and I say, you know what, Lord, I'm grateful for, you know, waking up. And so, and then another thing I say, you know what, Lord, and then I look up. I say, I'm grateful for my health. I got all my health. I can see. I can hear, you know, all the stuff is working. Anything else is cherry on top, because when all that's working, you're blessed anyway. So I ask for that, and I ask for guidance. I said, Lord, give me guidance. And I say, heal my thoughts, heal my relationships. This healing can go a lot of expansion in healing. It can be heal your relationships, heal, you know, what relationships that's ill or that's bothering you, heal your body, heal your mind, heal your thoughts. I mean, it could be a number of things in the healing. So, yeah, that's what I do. And then after that, I stay grateful. I go in bed and I pray, and then I get up and, and then I go and I meditate. Guys, divine listeners, that's what I do. I go and I meditate. I get quiet with myself and I meditate. And that's a divine healing in itself. And I relax all my muscles, and I talk to God. I just, you know, I have God, you know, come to me within me and sit there still. And sometimes, like I said, we got all these busy schedules. We need to just kind of relax, slow down. And, you know, get into God, get into that divine mind. So I'm always about the divine mind, because that's where it's at. And then I want divine order. You ask for divine mind and divine order and Jesus and Christ and Christ consciousness in it. You're going to win, divine listeners. So that's where I'm at. I'm in my divine healing mode. I want to hear about you guys' stories and divine. If you want to just listen to me, fine. That's okay. But that's the topic of today. But you can call in about anything if you want to. But that's today's topic. It's divine healing. And so that's what I do. And I go on with my day, but then throughout the day, I pray and get into the divine, because it just don't stop right there. I mean, throughout the day, I pray and get into my mood. And usually, guys, divine listeners, I have a wonderful day. I have a divine day. Now, sometimes I do. I don't have the best days. I just don't have them. You know, we all have our days. But for the most part, I could say my days are good. They're great, you know, and I call a great day, even though it's routine and I'm going through the routine, that I really don't have a lot of stress and a lot of stuff on the body. Because some days I do have stress on the body. But if I'm not having a lot of stress on it, that is a divine moment to me. That's a divine healing to me. And so I have to take deep breaths throughout the day if they're stressful like everybody else. But I just want the divine listeners to know that God is always listening. He's always healing. He's always a source of comfort when you need him. You can always talk to him. And, you know, you have to keep God first. That's all. And this is how it go, guys. Divine listeners, you listening? Y'all know because y'all divine listeners. But you got to keep God first in your life. For anything to go smooth or to go anywhere in your life. So I'm the one who keep God first, and then my life runs much smoother. Everything runs much smoother than that. Even when things get kind of crazy and all out of sorts, you know, if you know that God and you got God first, you can kind of concentrate. You say, okay, I got God. And ain't none of this problems. Not this sickness I got is bigger than God. This cancer I've been carrying or the diagnosis that I just got, it's bigger than God. Then you know. You said, well, God just came from the doctor. He said, I got this, you know, the C word, the big C. I got this news. God is not afraid of that news. You know, God is bigger than that news. And you tell God, you put him there. This is what the doctor said. What do you say? You have to ask God, what do you say? They say, and you just say, I ain't claiming it. That's what you say. That's what I say. And my sisters and my family, that's what they say. They say, that's what your report say, but what God say? What is this report? What did he say? And you just can't claim it, guys. Divine listeners, you hear me? You can't claim it. I don't care what it is, disease they say you got or disorder they say you got. You say, yeah, that's what the papers say. That's what was drawn up. That's what was said. But what did God say? You say, God, this is what they said. But God, you are a healer. You said you can heal anything. Ain't nothing greater than you. You take it to God. You take it to divine. You give it to him. You lift it up to him and have him deal with it. You said, God, you deal with it. You said you was a healer. And you believe it when you say it. You said, God, and you see it. You got to see it. You got to visualize it. I'm healed. Even if you got to say it all day, I'm healed. If you got to write it down. 2 or 3 times, 2 or 300 times, I'm healed. God is healing me right now. You have to do it, guys. This is the way it's done. And then when you just saying it, you got to have faith too. Faith is a very big part, a big important part of it. You have to have faith that God is healing you right now, or he have healed you. Either or. Either you got to say, I'm healed or I'm being healed. You got to keep that attitude going. And then when you get in that frequency of healing, you're being healed. You just don't know. Maybe your body still is, you know, still not feeling good. You still wrapped with the cancer. You still with the treatment that you have to go for your cancer. All whatever it is that you got to do. You still haven't, you can't, you know, you broken up for an automobile. Whatever it is, God got the healing for this situation. And you have to have that faith that God got this healing for this situation. And that's what it's about, guys. Divine listeners, this is what it's about. It's about healing and nothing else. So, yeah, this is what this show is about. It's about listening to the stories of the healing. And this is about listening to the stories of the divine, how God intervened in your life and made a difference. This is what this is about. So I'm telling you what I think you should do from my experience. I'm not just talking because I'm healed all the time. And that's how I know. God is a healer. So, and this is what this is about. So that's what you got to do. You got to claim that and don't accept what the doctor's telling you. You say, yeah, okay, but you can't accept it. You got to go forward. You got to go another step and another level and another level. Levels until you reach your healing. That's what you got to do. Until you get that healing, that's what you got to claim. If you ain't got it yesterday, then you just got to say, I'm healed. I don't know how I'm healed, but I'm healed. And God is doing it. He's the Almighty. He's the divine. He's the Christ consciousness that's within us. This what you saying that I got, God is greater than this disease. And if it's mental, you got to do it too. It just looked like your thoughts are all over the place, or they told you, you know, got whatever they be claiming that you got, bipolar or schizophrenic, whatever. You have to claim it right then. No, God, no. He made me. He made me perfect. And God can heal whatever it is. He can heal it. You just got to believe it. And you got to be on that frequency. And when I mean on that frequency, you got to get on the healing frequency. You can't be on the sickness. When you go into the sickness frequency, then you're going to be sick. That's all you concentrate. That's where your attention is at. I'm sick. I don't feel well. And you got people telling you all around. I mean, yes, you can't ignore it. Yes, you have to acknowledge it, but you don't have to acknowledge it on a spiritual level. You acknowledge it physically, yeah, but on a spiritual level, you got to get down with the frequency that's healing. That's where you got to be on that healing frequency. And that's where all the healing takes place. And guess what, guys, where it takes place at? It takes place now in the present, not in the future. God, heal me in the future. Heal me for next year. No. It can't go like that. It's got to be God is placing the healing right now. This is where everything takes place right now. Just in case you guys don't know, the present is the power. That's where all the power. You know what? That's where God lives. God lives in the present. So if you're trying to get anything, any kind of healing, any kind of whatever, he takes place right now. You say, God, I need a healing now. Because you really be lying if you say you want it, you know, in the future, or you talking about the future. You're lying. You're not lying, but you're not expressing that you really need it now. Just say it like it is. I need my healing now. I want to take place now. That's where you got to go, divine listeners. Right now, my healing takes place right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. That's how I pray. In the name of Jesus. You know, and you can say, well, you know, God or whatever. I'm not saying you, but I'm just saying my experience. My experiences in the name of Jesus or Christ consciousness, God, Lord Jesus Christ. But, you know, you may have, you know, your way of saying it. It could be, you know, whatever way, but you know it's the higher power. And you know that the power is higher than yourself. So you're talking about the higher power. You can say the voice, the power that's high, you know, the highest power. Whatever way you want to say it, it's God. Okay, guys? It's the divine. So whatever way you want to put this and twist it, it's the divine. It's this only one source, and it's God. And he's a healer. And that's what I'm here to say. God is a healer. And if any of you guys got sicknesses or mental illnesses or breakdowns or whatever you want to go, that's where you go. You go inward, you stay still, and you get on that frequency of healing. And that's kind of where you're going. And that's the present. That's now. That's right now, guys. So you divine listeners, you know, I love you. And I'm going to always tell you and keep it real to you and keep it coming each biweekly and tell you where how I'm coming from. And I can only come from my experience. You know, I can only tell you through my experience of my healings and how it happens to me and how, you know, but I'm basically a healthy person because I'm on the frequency of healing. You want to know why I'm so healthy and healthy as a horse, as they say, healthy as a baby? Because I'm always on that frequency. I wake up on that frequency. I say, Lord, thank you for, you know, making me healthy. I mean, for being healthy. I thank you for my health. And I even thank my body. I'm like, thank you. Everything's working. My heart. I said, thank you, heart. Thank you, Jesus. My heart is healthy. Everything is healthy. That's kind of the way I operate. So, you know, that's my experience. You may have another experience the way it is, but it all in the same source really break down. When you break it down, how I unpack it is God. Is the divine is doing it all. He's in charge of all this. So guys, I'm going to take a break and I'll be back. Welcome to Divine Intervention back, guys. This is Karen coming back. Karen Young coming back at the Divine Intervention from Dark to Light. And, I just took a break, but I'm back now, guys. But like I said, I'm only talking about my experience, and you can call if you like to tell me about your experience. But I'm telling you about my experience, how I live my life, and how I live my life in the divine, and how this takes place in my life. So this is my ritual, and, you know, everybody have theirs, but I'm just telling you, this is what happens to me when I stay in the, and really to everybody to stay in the healing frequency. And that's where I'm at now. I'm telling you how to stay in the healing frequency and don't focus on the sickness. The sickness itself, when you get into that frequency, you're on the sickness. And that's really the message tonight is you stay on that frequency. I'm sick. I don't know what to do. And you constantly, I guess, have your attention on your sicknesses or whatever, your diabetes, your cancer, whatever. And these are serious problems, and it may be even more problems that I'm not hitting on, but I'm just giving them as an example, your cancer, whatever that's striking you at that time. If you focus on that and you get more emotional about it and you get, you know, it becomes a part of your thinking, I'm sick, and it just, I'm telling you, it expands. That's all I'm saying. I'm talking to divine listeners. It expands when you constantly talk about it. The less you talk about it, the more you talk about your healing, is you're going to be healed. The more you talk about your sickness, it's all like people, it's divine people, it's on your concentration. It's where your thoughts are. If you're in a healthy thoughts and all your healthy thoughts are going this way and it's all God, it's all divine, it's all prayer, it's lifted in a way. You may not can feel it, but it's lifted in a way where you can't really probably feel it at that moment, but it's lifted and it's going into the healing frequency, or it's in the healing frequency. When you're on that sickness frequency and you constantly talking, you calling everybody up about your sickness, you're talking about it, you're reading about it. Well, what's the diagnosis? I ain't saying you don't have to look at your diagnosis. You do, but you don't stay on it. You find out what it is because, this will kill you. And what did the other people say about it? What did the other report say about it? You just go all into it. And you have friends telling you, and they looking up stuff on the internet about your sickness. And you stay in that sickness mode. Do you understand what I'm saying? You stay in that sickness mode. And you say, well, damn, I got diabetes. I got this and that. What does it do? How much percentage? How many people died of it? See, you're getting really into it. How many people died of it? Another lady died. It's somebody else. The neighbor, Ella, she died of it. This and that. You're in it. You get more power to it. You don't understand that you are expanding it. And if you start saying how many people got healed from it, now that's another frequency. How many people get healed from it? Then you in that healing frequency. Okay, let me look on the internet and find out how many people survived this cancer. I mean, how many people came out of this type of, four level cancer, whatever it is that's so deep that God can't heal. God can heal it all. And so you go into that and you go and find testimonies on that. You read that. You get into the diet for that. What do you take? Vitamins, minerals, whatever it is that you need to get in that, what make, you heal better, faster. See, you in that frequency where you talking about what makes you heal faster. and better. So you're in the frequency of being healed. How many people was healed from this? How many thousands of people was healed from that? Then you talk to people on friends. Do you know any people at your church or people, some other neighbors? Yeah, I know somebody that was healed from that, or, you know, whatever. So the more people you'll call and attract that to you. And then you say to yourself, well, they was healed and all these people was being healed. God can heal me. And you stay in that frequency and you look up and you, the doctor be saying, I don't understand. You always hear these doctors. You'll hear them saying, I don't understand how this happening. You're not supposed to live. You ain't supposed to be here. In other words, you know, so you need to get in that. You need to get in that category. Well, the doctor's shaking their head, going back and forth, looking at the tests or whatever, the x-rays, and not knowing why that cancer went down, why it shrunk to nothing, why it's looking the way it's looking. You know, you need to get in that one. That's what the divine listeners need to do. Get in that frequency where you're being healed and talk to those people instead of talking to the sickness itself. And then you can talk to your body. That's God, who, you know, let me, you know, God heal my body. Where the part is at, you just say, you know what, you know how to heal. You just talk to your body too. I talk to my body all the time. You know, this ain't working the way that one, this leg ain't working, it's hurting. I said, no, you know what, the left leg is right. You got to get right in the name of Jesus. I talk to my, I'm telling y'all, divine listeners, I'm telling you, I talk to the body and I have God mixed in it. I said, you know, you ain't acting right. This feeling different. I said, no, this part of it over here is feeling right. Well, you got to get with this one on the left side. You got to get with the right side. You just got to pray on it and get with that frequency. And then you see how it goes. And it always work out. God always healing it until it's time for us to go home. And then nothing. I ain't going to lie. Ain't nothing we can do about that. When it's time to go home, then your time was up here. But until your time is up here and you have a illness or a sickness, you ain't got to live in that sickness. You can be healed out of it. So that's, you know, kind of what the message is today. That's kind of what I live by too. I ain't just talking and talking. That's why I am healthy, because I live by that. I live by that, you know, frequency that God can heal anything. I don't care what it is. I don't care how complicated it is. I don't care how long the name is. God is bigger than that. Well, this is, we ain't never seen this before. This is a prognosis that we have. God is greater than all that. God is bigger than all that. God is in, and he can heal any and everything. And so that's my message. So don't stay in the sickness. Don't stay in that. Get into the frequency of the healing. And stay in prayer, stay in your meditations, whatever it is that you have to do, stay in your prayers or your churches, whatever you, if you're in church, or if you feel like, you know, you need to have prayer in church, because prayer is very powerful in numbers. Get your prayer, friends together, whatever it is that you do. It is very powerful in numbers, and healing prayers are very powerful in numbers. So if you can get a prayer going on with your healing, that's good too. Get that going. So get all that. All of it works, really. Divine is everywhere. It go, you know, it's in prayers and meditation. It's, you know, it's talk to God, whatever way you feel like it or feel like you need to do. God is there, you know, and so you have to know that divine is everywhere. And he's right on time. It looks like it's late sometime to us. We don't know. We don't understand. We don't understand none of this. I don't claim to know all this and how it happened. I don't even know how you get the disease or whatever it is, the sickness that happened to you. We don't know. All we know is that all we really need to know, guys, the divine listeners, is that it can be healed. That's what we need to know. We don't probably know how he got it, you know. We don't know what the situation, and even if you know how you got it, whatever the situation was, we still got to go to the source. And that's where it's at. All we have to know is that it can be healed, and it could be healed right now. And that's the message. And there's no other time for it to be. God don't operate no other time but right now. So, and that's my experience, guys. And I, you know, and this is a healing show. And like I said, you can share your stories, of healing if you'd like to call in at 1-888-627-6008. 1-888-627-6008. Or you can still listen to me and I can still tell you my experience of healing. I mean, either way it goes, God message still come out the same way. You have to be in the divine, frequency and the divine healing to be healed. And that's where it's at. And that's kind of where this is going. And so, like I said, you got to go into your prayer or whatever it is that you need to be healed at, or your family or friends to heal, pray for you or whatever. But healing is it. And if it's a mental state, because sometimes, like I said, it can be mental or physical, and God working always, you know, it could be mental. It could be like mental stress, some type of stress that's going on within you. You just have to pray right in your mental state. If you feel like you're having a mental breakdown, you do the same thing. You say, God, I need a healing. I need a healing. Heal my thoughts. Heal my mind. Heal my, you know, way of thinking. You got to get right down to it. If you can talk about everything else through your, or if you can say anything in your mental state, say that. God, heal my thoughts. Heal my mind. And he will. You just have to continue to say it over and over again. If that's all you need to say, if you're stressed out or whatever, God, heal my thoughts, heal my mind. Jesus, heal my thoughts, heal my mind. Just over and over. It's got to be repetitious. And you have to, guys, divine listeners, you got to have faith. I'm not going to lie and tell you it's no other way. You got to believe that God can do it. But if you're a divine listener, you know he can do it. If you're not a divine listener, I'm telling you he can and that you can't have faith. So, you do need faith. You got to have that. That is, faith is the seed. It's, you know, it could be, you know, it'll be a lot of faith, but it could be, it's the very thing that, I'm telling you, it's the very thing that heals you. I mean, I don't know no other way to tell you. You got to have faith that God can do it. And to have do it, if you say, I don't know how to have faith, you have to pray for faith. Say, Lord, I don't know what this faith thing is about, but Lord, just help me. And God responded, just help me, Lord. If you don't know nothing else, help me, God. So this is a divine show. And I'm going to show you the way I know how. I'm going to show you my experience of the divine and how to reach out to the divine in all the different ways. So, guys, God is everywhere and in everybody. God is everywhere and in everybody. You can always reach out and touch. And if you don't know how, you just start praying. If you don't know how to pray, you can talk. Just talk to him and he'll respond. So this is a non-judgmental show. It's a show for healing. It's a space for healing. It's a space for telling your story and healing. This is a higher power. And I hope you guys feel the divine in here. He's here. He's right here and now. I feel him. I thank you, God, I'm just glad just to be on this show, saying what I'm saying, doing what I'm doing at this time and at this moment. I feel great. Divine listeners, I'm telling you, I love you guys. I feel great to just be on this show to tell you what I'm telling you. This is by my experiences. So, yes. You're in the right place. You have reached the right place if you're listening. It's no mistakes that you got here. There's no mistakes. You have reached the divine intervention from dark to light. You have reached my show for a reason. You're listening for a reason. God sent you for this show for a reason. Believe me, if you reach me, you reached the right show. You reached the divine show. Okay, guys? So I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to share everything with you guys. I'm glad to share all of my experience and love with you. And ain't nothing but love through this show. So, you know, you guys have to reach out and have faith and touch God and, you know, ask God to touch your lives in your own ways, you know, and he will, but you just have to reach out. You just have to reach out. And I'm not going to lie. You do have to have faith. You do have to, you know, and you have to do it repetitious until it happens. Sometimes you don't see it. It don't always show up the way we think either. That's another thing. I mean, I have a different way of things showing up and it shows a different way than what I thought, but don't mean that it's not happening. Don't mean that your healing is not happening at the time. It's just showing up in a different way. But if you just stay, like I said, stay on that frequency, you know, stay, you know, on that faith, you'll get your healing. But you just, you know, you have to stay up on that frequency. You have to stay, you know, on it and stay there. Yes, welcome back to Divine Intervention. I'm back. I'm Karen Young. I'm the host of the show. I'm back. And I just had a break, but I love talking to you guys. I'm excited about being on the show. And I just wanted to talk about this topic. This was on my heart. This is, you know, this is a real big thing to me about healing and getting the message out about how to, you know, be in a place where you can be healed. A lot of people don't know that they in their sicknesses. That's why I talk the way I'm talking, because they don't know that message. A lot of people do know that message and a lot of people understand that, but a lot of people don't. They focus more on that, you know, their sickness than they do on the healing. And they ask God to heal them and then they turn around and be more on that, the sickness frequency. So that's kind of why I was going into that, because it's real dear to me about that and people that's being healed. That's touching part to me too. Sickness is not a thing you want to be. It's not a place you want to be, you know, not feeling well and not knowing how to get well. And it's really a subject that I wanted to touch on and had a feeling with. Because it's, you know, of course, we all know people that's, you know, sick. I have a best friend. I ain't gonna say her whole name, but her first name is Kathy, that's been dealing with it. And, you know, and many other people and friends and stuff, and even family members that has been sick or going through things. And it's a situation with, it's life situation that people get sick. It's not nothing new or anything. It's just that everybody don't know that the more you concentrate on something, the, you know, the expansion of it, the more it gets bigger and bigger. I mean, it's expand within your life and you continue to talk about it, get bigger and bigger and you get sicker and sicker, to be honest with you. So, I wanted to kind of touch on that with my show and get the divine listeners in listening to that, if they already know or if they don't know, but just get them into that mindset of that healing set, whether it's mental or physical. It could be either or that, but that they know that, that they can be with the divine and just focus on only on the healing part and stay on the healing part and think the healing thoughts and be in the healing space of where God is. You know, position at, and where God is present now. The divine is right now. So I just wanted to kind of reinnovate that and get into that more and let everybody know that that's where I'm coming from. It's coming from my experience and it's coming from love, because this is where this is at. My show, it's about love. It's about healing. It's about blessings. It's about God. It's about, you know, all of that. It's about, you know, knowing who you are too, knowing that you're God's child. If you don't think you're God or worthy, you don't probably think you're worthy of being healed. So you got to know you're God's child first and God, you worth being healed and God can heal you at any time, in any day. And really the present time is right now. So that's kind of where I'm, you know, this show was headed. And, this is where I'm at and this is why I'm healthy. You just have to live this life like this. I'm not just saying that just, you know, I'm healthy one day and I, no, this is a way of living. You have to be this way. You got to live this way and you got to think these thoughts every day. It's not something you got. No, you have to get up saying I'm healthy. I'm happy and praying all around you and being this way. This is a lifestyle. Living a healthy lifestyle is a lot. And eating right. I ain't say that. I don't always do that. I'm being real with my listeners too. But yeah, I'm getting better at eating healthy. You got, that goes a long way with it too. You got to eat right. If you're sick too, you got to not be eating junk food or whatever. You got to eat the right things, vegetables or whatever. I ain't going to get it. I'm not no nutritionist, but I know that you got to eat right. So all those good things and those thoughts together, you can't do nothing but win. Divine listeners, you're going to win because you got God, you got your health, you got your prayers, you got your friends, and you got the right attitude about it. Your thoughts, attitudes, all that matters in your healing process. So you got to be in the healing process to get the healing. So you do those things, you're on the right track for healing. And that's where you at. You want to be on the right track for healing. And I'm talking to divine listeners that's on the right track for healing. Or if you're not on the right track, get on the right track for healing. And God is encompassing all of this. The divine is in all of it. So you can't really go wrong in this. This is what you need to do to stay in healing. And like I said, this is a divine show. This is a healing show. And this is what I want to talk about. This is healing my heart too and all this. And this is healing everything around me once I talk about it. See, because I'm talking about it now, so I'm getting healed too. This is for me too, as well as everybody else. When I get into the divine talk and talking about health and healing, I am healed as well. So it's for me and everybody else that's listening, all the listeners. Let's get in this together and be healed. Let's pray for one another. Let's pray for each other and be healed. And everybody pray, whatever, whoever your prayer people is or families or whatever, everybody get healed. But then you tell them too, you can spread the word, you know, don't stay in your sickness, you know, stay in your healing state, stay in your mind where you can heal in your thoughts. And get a better healing. And that always helps. That you can tell your friends or whoever their sicknesses or whatever, if they're sick, they can get in a healing space. So that's great. I want to stay in that as well. And I want to continue to have my healing on this show and still spread the word about it. And like I said, the healing takes place right now. You get into it right now and you'll be blessed you'll be healed just in this moment. So, yeah. So I'm getting ready to, end the show. My next show will be, April the 21st, 8 o'clock p.m. time, April the 21st. I can be reached at DIV from dark to light, gmail.com. I can be reached at that. But the next show is the April the 21st, 2018 at 8 p.m. Central time. I had a good time with you guys. We'll continue our conversation, on April the 21st. But until then, I love you, and God bless you guys. You have a good week, and you divine listeners, I will be praying for you guys, and God bless. Have a good day. Have a good night.